Coming back around to a prime discussion, I'd like to begin from the beginning, conceptually from the beginning. Yesterday we worked our way from, 2 days ago, we worked our way through the Gemara. We saw a lot of interesting things in the Gemara. Yesterday we worked our way from the Gemara, looking at how the Rambam reads the Gemara, and seeing how the Rishonim deal with that, and then Reb Chaim pointed out that leads to new problems in terms of how you read the Gemara, how the Rambam read the Gemara. Well, I'd like, although yesterday we left off with the Kasha, what I'd like to do now is start from the conceptual beginning. Let's build an idea. And then we'll see how that idea holds true in several ways, and may even hold true for answering Reb Chaim's kasha l'rama. As we ended off yesterday, Reb Chaim has a kasha l'rama that the kasha you cannot like or not like, but the teretz answer several things. So let's develop the yesod, and then we'll come back to the kasha. We'll start from the beginning. First, back in Masechta Shabbos, davav. That we've seen earlier in the year, definition, Rosh HaSayachin, Rosh HaSarabim. Rosh HaSarabim is an open area, which is a public thoroughfare, a place of a lot of public traffic. And Rosh HaSayachin, not primarily a question of ownership, but a question of boundedness. Rosh HaSayachin is a place, a makamuk of mechitzos. It's a place of the footprint of at least dalid al dalid tvachim, four tvachim by four tvachim, length and width, and with mechitzos of a height of a 10 tvachim. Gemara tells the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph in Masechta Shabbos. Rav Chista says it's not the only place where it appears, but it does appear among other places. Shabbos Zayin Amud Aleph, the last line and a half. Rav Chista taught us the Noatz Kaneh Bereshus Hayachid Bizarak V'Nachal Gabav. I have a Bereshus Hayachid. I have a backyard Mukav Mechitzas. My backyard has a fence. And then, in the middle of the backyard, the fence goes up 10 tefachim or more, but the fence doesn't go to the sky. The fence goes up however high it goes. And then I have a very tall pole, a flagpole. A flagpole in the yard. And someone throws something and lands on the flagpole. So I'm standing in the street. I'm standing with Shus HaRabim. And I'm playing ring toss. Whatever. Standing with Shus HaRabim. And managed to land the frisbee or the ball, whatever it is, ball unlikely, managed to land the frisbee tipping off the top of that cutter. That flagpole that stands within the fenced in area. Not cutter versus a yachid. Again, Rav Chista says, if you stick a pole, you install a pole, tall, skinny pole, versus yachid. The pole itself is not dalal al dalal tvachim, but it's within versus yachid, it's within an area that's fenced in. V'zorak v'nochal gab. If I'm saying Shus HaRabim and I throw something and it lands on top of the pole, I feel gavoh me'am. Even the pole is 100 amas tall. 100 amas tall. That's way higher than the fence. The fence clearly is not 100 amas tall. This is not the frisbee or the banana, whatever it is they threw, is impaled on the top of this pole, way above where the walls are. So that if that frisbee looks to the right and to the left, it does not see any walls anywhere. Still, chayiv, you're still chayiv. That's still considered to be throwing from Rosh HaRabim to Rosh HaYachid. Aye, the top of the pole is not surrounded by mechitzas to the side. Yes, but mechitzas said, but Rosh HaYachid ola ad l'rakia. Rosh HaYachid goes all the way up. If the area down below, the first 10 tefachim are fenced in, so then the entire airspace all the way until the cloud cover, entire airspace all the way until the rakia is considered to be Rishus Hayach. Now, on Daf Tzai Tes and Beis, the Gemara raises a question which sounds sort of similar. Gemara talks about it. The Gemara says, Rav Mordechai asked Rava. Rav Mordechai is a more we don't hear from that often. Rav Mordechai asked two Gersos, either he asked Rava or he asked Rava. He asked one of the famous Amoraim, what do? If you have an Amud B'Shus HaRabim, Gavoa Yud Rachav Dal. This is the top of the side of Testament base. Now you have several places. The Amud, which is Gavoa Yud Rachav Dal, that's an example of a Rishus HaYachid. So even though it's in the Rishus HaRabim, but this pole, it's this pillar, it's a wide, tall pillar, like the pillar we had in our Gemara, Dav Dal and Beis Masech. The wide, tall pillar doesn't have to, for Shabbos, doesn't have to be 7 tefachim wide, not for it to be 4 tefachim wide. 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim is the minimum shear makom, horizontal shear makom in Hilcha Shabbos, for instance, for the size of Rishus HaYachid. So if I threw something and it lands, I'm in Rishus HaYurabim, and I toss something, it goes up and arcs and lands on, obviously on top of the flat surface of this pillar. So am I chayv, am I not chayv? Mahu. Should you say, Akira be'isr, hanacha be'isr? There was an Akira in Rosh Hashanah. The item was at rest in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. I picked it up. I did an Akira. I tossed it. It lands on Rosh Hashanah Yachid Amud and comes to rest. So Akira, Rosh Hashanah Yachid Rabbim, hanacha be'isr, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's a pashut m'chayef. Basic ABCs of Hotzah. You threw it from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So what's that? That sounds very likely. That seems like pashtas. What's the argument otherwise? Odilma kevim mimakom petur ka'as yalo. Maybe no, says Rav Mordechai, because you're coming from a makom petur. What does that mean? Pashas, that means, well, when you throw it, it must have gone, passed through a makom petur on the way. It's a simple way of reading this. Again, imagine, here I am in the street. All there is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, except for this big pillar. That pillar is 10 fachim high, or more, 1,000 fachim wide, or more. And I take this, and I throw it, and it goes like that. I say, look, Rosh Hashanah Rabbi is not Ola Adler Rakia. So once it goes above 10 fachim, this area was a Makom Petur. So, Rav Mordechai thinks maybe you should be Patur. Rishonim will say Tosis, and others say, what? I understand. That's always the way it is. We have countless examples of throwing something over a fence, over a 10 tefach fence, from Shuz Ram, Shuz Yachid. Also, even this case, a guy takes something and he throws it. The case in Daf Zayin sounds like that. I threw a Shuz Ram, it would arced up and lands on the flagpole, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You typically, that's the way it is. You picked up Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you threw it up, the airspace above Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a Makom Petur, and it lands on Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the Rishonim say maybe some of the cases could be interpreted otherwise. It doesn't seem, it's hard to understand what Rav Mordechai is driving at. That's a question that Tosfos raises. It's an odd Gemara. So the truth is, Amoraim in the Gemara already say, well, I mean, of course you're Chayav. But what was Rav Mordechai even thinking? What's happening? What's going on here? So Ramban, seems like a side kasha, but in resolving this kasha, Ramban comes up with an important yisod. So let's take a look at that Ramban. Ramban says the following. And the truth is, you could, as I put in the Maamar Makomos, you could even skip the Gemara and Tzadi Tesla days, skip Tosfos' kasha, which we just spoke about, and just zero in on this one line. So the Ramban says, you know what's special about this case? He says, what's the routine Tzadi Tes and Zion? Is that in the case in Dav Zion, which we began, I have a fenced in area, this whole area, which is a Yachid, and that goes all the way up. And here's a flagpole. So I threw something onto the flagpole. This flagpole surrounded by Rosh Hashanah Yachid land. Why? Because the pole is, why is this Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Because it's surrounded by walls. Okay. So that's Pasha. In a normal case, the Rabban says, of course everyone knows. So sometimes in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rabban Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it's flying through a Makom Petur, of course that's high. That comes up 100 times. 5 times. It comes up multiple times in 7 times. And Rabban says, you know what's special about the Amud? Not this Makom Petur. It's right over here. A thing lands. Let's look at how it is when it lands. Rabban says something surprising. Rabban says, when something lands on a flagpole, it's surrounded by Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Because inside walls. Rabban says, when something lands on the Amud, it's not surrounded by Rosh Hashanah Yachid. He says, the surface of the Amud is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But the airspace above is not. Really? That's interesting. Rashi didn't say that in Daf Zayin. When I was learning Daf Zayin, Rashi told me, Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad Lo Rakia. Rashi said Beferish, the last Rashi in Zayin Aleph. Call Avir Shekeneg Rishus HaYachid, all the airspace that's above the Rishus HaYachid. Bein Avir Chatzir, whether it's this sort of case, a Chatzir, meaning an enclosed area with walls, Bein Avir Amud Rishus HaRab, Gavol Yerachab Dalin. Whether it's the case in Daf Zayin, yes, I have a pillar in Rishus HaRab, but the pillar itself becomes Rishus HaYachid, because the pillar is 10 tfachim high, 4 tfachim wide. Rashi is pretty clear. Whether you're talking about walls, you're talking about Amud, Rishus HaYachid goes straight up. Ramban says no. Ramban disagrees with Rashi. Doesn't quote Rashi, but disagrees with Rashi. Let's read the Ramban inside. Rashi says very clearly, maybe a better picture would be helpful. Here's case one. Here's my chatzer, the walls. And there's a big flagpole in the middle, the kone, the vomeyam. Here's case two. This whole area is a hayah. Here's case two, this is a street. The whole area is a shusarabim. But over here, I built an amud. This whole area is a shusarabim. But over here is an amud, I'm a shusayah. So Rashi says, either way, the area that's all the airspace above the walls and inside the walls is a shusarabim, and all the airspace above the pole. Rishus HaYachid. Ramban, though, in Daf Zayin Tes says, absolutely not. Ramban says, it's not the airspace above the pole, it might not be Rishus HaRabim, but near the arrow here, Zayin Tes and Beis and Ramban, in the middle of Dior Maslov and nearly Lutaritz. The airspace above the Amud, case two, Ramban says it's not Rishus HaYachid. I, the Gemara, Dav Zayin, no. Yechiyam Rinon, Zayin Amud Aleph. Rishus HaYachid, Ola Adla Rakia, that's Dilma Ba'avir Chatzir Aval Ba'amud Lo. What Mordechai was thinking about is, well, maybe that notion of Rishus HaYachid, Ola Adla Rakia, it's only if you have actual walls, but not if you just have a pole. Not if you just have a pole. And that's why if a thing lands on the flagpole that's surrounded by walls, all the space around it is Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad L'Rakia, if you have actual walls. If you just have a pole, an amud, a pillar, then the surface of the pillar, the top surface of the pillar is Rishus HaYachid, but it doesn't rise. So that's sort of Mordechai was thinking. Look, you throw something, lands on the pillar, so the bottom of it lets you through a frisbee. So the bottom of the frisbee, you threw, an apple. It's wrong to throw an apple. It's also wrong to throw it from Shizaki on Shabbos. That's two of theirs. So I threw an apple. And landed on in the Rishus HaRabim, and it landed on top of the pillar. So Rabban says, look, the bottom of the apple is sitting on Rishus HaYachid, but the rest of the space the apple's in is Makom Patur. Wow! Where did that come from? What does that mean? You know what that means? That means that it sounds like it means that we'll say, presumably, the simple understanding of Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia, simple understanding is good asr. Ramban appears to be telling us that you only say good asr when you have real walls. If I have real walls, I have the walls of a chatzer. So then, real walls with space on the inside and space on the outside. So then I could say, good asik. If all I have is just a pillar, solid pillar, I should have walls, but I have the sides of the pillar, you don't say good asik on that. The top of the pillar is Rishus HaYachid. But above that, no. That's what Ramban seems to be saying against Rashi. Rashi says that there's Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad L'Rakia on both sides. Ramban says, no. In other words, let's go back to our Gemara. And the truth is, Reb Chaim points out, this opens up a whole new way of reading our Gemara. When Rava said the beginning of the Gemara, right, the other Gemara of Amud by Sukkah, Rava said, Abaye said, I have an Amud, I have Schach above. What's the status of an Amud? Now, for Sukkah, it needs to be 7 Tefachim wide and 10 Tefachim wide. I have a pillar, and I'm sitting on top of the pillar, and there's Schach above my head. So Abaye said, Gevaldik. And Rava said, no. Right? Abaye said, Gevaldik. Good Asik Mechitzasa. The Amud is considered to have Mechitzas, the sides of the Amud, so we'll say good Asik. And Rava said, no. Why did Rava say no? Because what did he say? And no Mechitzas Nikaras. So the Ran told us that means this good Asik is okay for Shabbos, good Asik is not okay for Sukkah. But Reb Chaim points out there's another way of reading Rava. Not that there's no good asik by sukkah, but that there's no good asik on an amud. Amud does not have mechitas nikaros, which is what the Ramban is telling us. That you could say avirushus hayachid ola ad l'raki if you have real walls, but not if all you have is an amud. To put it a different way, when we say these are not mechitzos nikaros. What are the mechitzos she'ena nikaros? So the Ran told us it's good asik. The imaginary extension, that's not nikar. The imaginary, say that's imaginary. So imaginary walls are fine for Hilchos Shabbos, but not fine for Sukkah. The other way of looking at it is, no, not that the extension is imaginary, but that the sides of the amud are an abstract, they're real, and they exist, they're palpable, tangible. It's a piece of wood, it's a piece of metal, it's a piece of marble. There's a real, tangible pillar, but to call it a mechitza is very inobvious. If you're not holding a Hilchos Shabbos, I wouldn't say there are walls there. That's mechitza she'ein nikaros. To call the sides of a pillar a mechitza, to call the sides of a pillar a divider or a wall, that's a mechitza, but it's in a nikaros. It's an inobvious mechitza. And not therefore it's unacceptable for sukkah. Therefore it's unacceptable for good asik. You can't build a good asik off of a lomdish, you have a pillar, so I'll be in the edge of the pillar is considered to be a wall. That's not something that might be true. It's going to make the top surface, which is hayachid, but you can't do a good asik off of that. That was not that, and here's, let's reformulate it yet again. One way, the Ran's way of reading the Gemara, is that Rava told us a chiddush, good asik doesn't work for sukkah. Well, the other way of reading the Gemara is that amud doesn't work for good asik. This is not a din in Hilchas sukkah, that good asik is unacceptable for a dofen of a sukkah. This is a din in Hilchas good asik. That when you want to do good asik, you got to have a real wall. And again, so and let me give you a few examples to sort of make this abstract idea a little more practical. Again, one machlokas we have so far is a machlokas between Rashi Shabbos Daf Zayin and Ramban Shabbos Tzadik Tes, at least within the Havmin of Rav Mordechai, but perhaps even beyond the Havmin of Rav Mordechai, whether Rishus Hayachid Ola Adler Rakia can work even by the Amud. Let me give you another example. The Ran had told us, we had seen the Ran call the name of the Rif. There's no such thing as good asik by sukkah. Right? No such thing as good asik by sukkah. Not everyone agrees. The Ritva says, and after we have a mission after Zion that talks about the and saying there's no such thing as good asik on sukkah is consistent with the Ran's read of Rava. But the Ritva, we have a Mishnah Daf Tezayin that speaks about walls that don't reach all the way until the Sach. I'm Mishalshal Defans Mimata Lamala. I'm building walls up from the bottom to the top. And I stop after I get to 10 fach. I run out of materials, I run out of time, I run out of money, whatever, I run out of patience, whatever it is. I was building my walls up, I got 10 fach, I stop. The schach is still above. Mishnah Daf Tezayin says, no problem. Right? Why? The Ritva there says, no, because of Gerasa. There is Gerasa. So why is that? There's more than one way to explain that. The one way to explain that is maybe the Ritva is aligned with this idea of Ramban. That there, of course, is good asik in sukkah. It's that there's not there's no good asik for sukkah. It's that there's no good asik on an amud. If you have real walls, it works. Let me give you another example. Sorry, Ritva on Daf Tezayin talks about applying good asik. That the reason why my walls don't have to reach my schach is because my say good asik. If you have walls that are 10 tefachim high, 20 tefachim high, and then there's space, and there's the schach. So Ritva says, how does that work? Mishnah says it works. Why? Ritva says, oh, because of good asik. Because of good asik. So he apparently does think good asik is acceptable. Now, there may be more than one way to explain that, Ritva. Could maybe you need the finals first and then good asik after it. But certainly, this accords with this notion that maybe a machlokas harishonim. Is our Gemara rejecting good asik for sukkah? But no such thing. Good asik is acceptable for sukkah. That grass can't be built off of an amud. Let me give you one more example, then I want to hear your questions. Someone asked me at the beginning, we got started with the sugya, a fantastically penetrating question. How does this Gemara in Daf Dalet, Amud Beis, with the amud, work with the Gemara on Daf Dalet and Aleph, with the Itztava, right? We had the case of the third Itztava case. Itztava be'emtza isa. Sounds like the same thing. I have a platform in the middle. It might be kasha, might not be kasha. Right? As long as it's, I have the case of the Itztava. I end up dal abadal. I have my sukkah looking for this. I have my sukkah and I have my platform in the middle. Right? I have my sukkah. And then I have the case of the amud. Abdal base. Here's my sukkah. Sukkah is too high. I have a pillar in the middle. So here we said, no good. Here we said, well, it depends if it's Tov Dalet or not. Like we could say Dofen Akuma. So why is our Gemara automatically assuming that, the Amud is not going to work? Abai says it's fine. Gurasik Rabbi says, no! Possible. Why possible? So Rashi says, Bana ba amud gavoa asar, Rashi Adal Bey said, oh, rahuk mina defanos harbe. Rashi says, oh, by the way, we're talking about a case where the amud is very far from the walls. What does that mean? Pashas, what that means is, yeah, I mean, he tell you, I know we spoke about dofen akuma and davdal alav. Here we're talking about a case where dofen akuma doesn't work. Right? But the question is, but maybe there's another solution. If it's more than 10 tefachim high, right? If you look in the Rush, you look in the Ritva, you see that it's actually a machlokas. If this is 10 tefachim high, but this is less than 4 amas wide. I'm sorry, less than 4 amas from the wall, right? So Rashi seems to imply, and then he's showing him, if you want to see a long list, the footnotes in the Ritva conveniently give you a long list. Rashi says that it would be fine. You could say Dofen Akuma, and the Rush says it explicitly, and the Ritva quotes Machlokas, and the Ra'ah says it's fine. Most Rishonim think that's great. The Gemara in Daf Dalet Beis, it's too far. You can't say Dofen Akuma. Of course, you say Dofen Akuma Gevalt. But if you look in the Rush and the Ritva, they quote that there were Gaonim, particularly the and beyond the Gaonim also, Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Giyat. The Ritz Giyat, sometimes called the Ritz Geis. The Ritz Giyat, says, no. He says, you can't use Dofen Akuma, even if you're Toch Arba Amos. The Gemara of Itztava, he says, that was only when the Itztava is low. It can't be where the itztava is hot. Because if you have good asik, if you have 10 tvachim high, then the good asik cuts up and doesn't allow your dome, it cuts away your dome from akuma. Because now you have new walls, good asik walls. So the dome from akuma isn't going to help you because you have good asik. As the Ritz Gaius is a position of some gaonim, say if you have a sukkah like this, where this is 10 tvachim high, perhaps schach, even though the schach is only, let's say, gimel amos away, you should think, I should say, oh, don't for Nakuma. Says the Ritz Gaius, no, I have my good asik walls. But now these are new walls. So these walls no longer can relate to the schach because I have the good asik walls in the way. That's the position of the Ritz Gaius. Now, number one, I would tell you, as an aside, this machlokes, whether the Ritz Gaius assumes that itztva means something low. I had a chance to look and do some Jasper research with a couple of fellows. We discovered, it takes time to find itztva, because he has a different spelling. Aleph Yud Samach, Tes Beis Aleph, in Russian Sibuv. He has two different definitions for itztva. Itztva either is a high thing or a low thing you do Heseba on. So the Machlok is Ritz Gaius and the Rishonim is actually that's the two deis, the two definitions in the Jastra. That's, which type of itztava do we mean here? Does Dafdalva Alf mean the high itztava or Dafka the low itztava? So the Ritz, most Rishonim say that even if the itztava is high, it's fine. It's very nice to tie, but if you can say Dofanakuma, say Dofanakuma. Rava, who says Amur is no good, that's the case where there's no Dofanakuma. That's the position of Rav Rishonim. But the Bishop of the Gaonim and the Ritz Gaius, and you look at the Rush, it's there twice, in Simon Dal and Simon Hay, and it's in the Ritzvah here. He says, no, you're going to say, if it's the only way it's low. If it's high, then you're saying good asik, and that disabling, it's cutting away the Dofen Akuma. I say, what on earth are you talking about? How could that be? But we don't say good asik. You say, Gaval, we don't say good asik. We don't say good asik. Or do we say good asik? Right? So that's interesting with Gaius. We're saying good asik, but not... We're not saying good asik. I understand. Rafa just said there's no good asik. But there is good asik. Is there good asik? It's not good asik. So the answer may be... Give me another couple of moments. The answer may be... It's the same question all over again. The Ritz Gaius is saying... Good asik works, it just doesn't qualify for a defanus of sukkah. So the Ritz Gaius actually is aligned with the Ran's type of thinking. While we might say, no, there's no good asik whatsoever. There's no good asik. You say there's no good asik on an amud, it's not sukkah versus Shabbos, it just says no good asik on an amud. The Ritz Gaius is clearly assuming, again, it's an extreme position, but he's clearly an application. The Ritz Gaius is an extreme application of the position of the Ram and the position of Rashi.
That bell is by mistake. Class ends in another 10 minutes.
Again. My advice, I bring it back in. You just got a gift. I don't have 10 minutes to work on the signal. We just looked at three different cases, three different machloks in between Rishonim. All revolve around the workings of good asik. All bring out this point that there are two ways to look at our Gemara. Rava said something on Dala Amid Beis about the inadmissibility of. You can't say good asik here because it's mechitzas she'en nikaros. You cannot say good asik to make a sukkah out of an amud because mechitzas she'en nikaros. Reb Chaim is pointing out there are two ways to read that gemara. There's the way the Ran presented, and then there's the other way, which is aligned with the Ramban in Shabbos. There's the Ran's way of reading Ran explicitly, who says, there's no good asik on sukkah. This is good asik. It would work for Shabbos, but it doesn't qualify. The Tefanos of Sukkah have a higher standard. There's no good asik by Sukkah.
But the Ramban in Shabbos is giving us a different idea. This is not something specific to Sukkah. It's true in Sukkah and in Shabbos. The way you to do a good asik has to be off of real nice walls that have space on both sides, as opposed to the edge, the imaginary edge of an amud. So that notion is expressed very very in a very sharp way, I would suggest. Your Chaim does not point to that. I would suggest it's expressed in a very sharp way. Number one, the Ritva raises this question of there is good asik by Sukkah. That's interesting. That seems to play into this. And this machlokas between the Ritzkes and the Emek Bracha, I shouldn't take credit, the Emek Bracha race starts to talk along similar lines. This machlokas between Gaon Rishonim, or Ritzkes versus the Rush, about how do you understand what's it called? How do you understand, what would you do with an amud tavoa yud, but the schach, the walls are within dalet amos? Can I say dofen akuma on an amud? Many Rishonim say, yes. The Ritz Gaius says, no. And again, the Ritz Gaius, and here's, this is where we left off before the bell. Then let's talk about once more, then I'm glad to stop the questions. The Ritz Gaius, Rabbi Yitzhak ibn Giyat, takes sort of this interesting position here that we are saying good asik, but we're not saying good asik. Right? Rava says there's no good asik, it's not a kashrus sukkah. But we're not saying good asik l'kula, but we are saying good asik l'chumra. The Ritz Gaius sort of this like funny position. The good asik doesn't make for a kashrus sukkah, but the good asik is there to knock away the dof nakumu. Well, make up your mind. If you're saying good asik, then you have a kashrus sukkah, no? No. Why not? It's sort of strange. Do you want to, if you're going to say good asik, so then there's your sukkah, there are your sukkah walls. If you're not going to say good asik, so then let the dof nakumu walls work. So the Ritz Gaius, you look at the Ritz Gaius, you're trying to figure out what's going on. Are you saying good asik or not? So again, that's an extreme application of Ran type of thinking, as opposed to Ramban. What the Ran said, the Ramban was arguing, at least in the Havmina, maybe even as Maskan, and Tafsite says, there's no good asik on an Amud. Not on Shabbos, not on Sukkah, not Lahakal, not Lahakmer, not for Mechitza, not for Dof, nothing. Good asik doesn't work off an Amud. Good asik only works from walls with space on both sides. Real, solid, robust walls. In which case, there's no good asik here at all, because we're talking about an Amud. That's fine. The Ritz Gaius is taking the Ran's idea and running with it, perhaps applying it more than the Ran himself would. But it's an application of that thinking that this does lend up to good asik. Just good asik can't do certain things. As for the Ramban, Rava is telling me something about the how far you can go. When does good asik happen? For the Ran, Argamara is telling me something about how powerful is good asik. Not when does it apply, but how well can it be used? How many things can it do? Right? And that brings back to where we started. The Ran said, of course, there is good asik on an amud, just it can't create a dofen. It can't create a dofen. It creates a mechitza. It works to create a shus ha'yachid, but it cannot create a dofen. It won't be a valid sukkah. It's not ka'endira. You could, if you take that idea that says logical extreme, you can say the Ran without going as far as the Ritzkiya. But if you take the Ran all the way, you're going to end up with the Ritz Kiyat, and the Ritz Kiyat is using the Ran and taking it a step further to say, well, so there really is good asik by the Amud. Just good asik, those aren't valid definitions for sukkah. So they're not going to help me to build a sukkah, but they might still say, I might still say, this is a separate makom now. This is disconnected, because here are my mechitzas. They're not valid sukkah mechitzas, they're not valid definitions, they are valid mechitzas, and therefore I just lost my dofen akuma. So it could be lahachmir, good asik lahachmir, but not lahaka. But again, it's another expression, an extreme expression, but an expression of this basic question of how you read our Gemara. Is our Gemara saying the Chiddush in Hilchas Sukkah, the way the Ran said, that Sukkah requires not merely a mechitza, but a dofen, because a Sukkah needs real dira, the same way Rava tells in Dabdal Velf. And therefore, yes, of course, an Amud generates good asik, but good asik walls aren't valid definers for sukkah. Sukkah requires mechitzas nikaros as opposed to good asik walls, which are not nikar. Or, inspired by the Ramban and Sadi Tess, you can read the Gemara as saying, no. Good asik can only be built off of real mechitzas nikaros as opposed to the sides of an amud, which would never generate good asik neither for Shabbos nor for Sukkot. That's what's inspired by the Ramban. That's what's aligned with perhaps the Ritva on Daf Tezayin, that good asik can work by Sukkah if you have real walls. The problem here is not you can't use good asik by Sukkah, it's that you need real walls to create. There is no good asik here at all because it's an amud. And that, finally, is what Reb Chaim uses to answer his question. Now, Reb Chaim's question on, on the Rambam, there could be other ways of answering his problem. What Reb Chaim did is he read the Magid Mishnah very literally, and the way the Magid Mishnah, or at least our Girsa Magid Mishnah has it, is that this alternative, Girsa Zagaonin, Reb Nachman never said a word about good asik one way or the other. Now, again, the Girsa Zarash does say, Asfas Agam Divrei Kol Kshar. But our girsa in Magna Mishnah is just his interpretation. Kachi ka'ama. So Reb Chaim says, read the Magna Mishnah. It seems like the way he's presenting the girsa Sagaonim is Reb Nachman just said, Am Sagat Machlokas. Reb Nachman never commented about what's the story of Sagat. So Reb Chaim said, I don't understand. So that means Reb Nachman never said anything about good asik. Earlier the Gemara did. Rabbi said good asik is no good. So what's going on? Now, again, so you can say that kasha is not much of a kasha, because if you the way that Rav Rush presents the gear set's fine. Again, Reb Chaim's question, with which we ended yesterday, is a question that, as I said yesterday, it might bother you, it might not bother you, but either way, his answer is developed. His answer is what we just developed over the course of the foregoing shiur. That you see from multiple cases, and then I added some more to what Reb Chaim says as well, multiple cases of this, it seems to be what to debate. And there are two ways to read our Gemara. Is our Gemara saying the Chiddush and Hilchas Sukkah, or Chiddush and Hilchas Good Asik? So that Yisod certainly bears a lot of thinking about. Reb Chaim has a Kasha in the Rambam, which he wants to answer using this Yisod. So we could give other answers to the Kasha in the Rambam. But let me once more explain Reb Chaim's Kasha on the Rambam, and I'll explain how this answer answers it. His kasha is that if you read the Magid Mishnah presented the Girsas HaGaonim, which is the basis for the Rambam, if you read the way the Magid Mishnah presents the Girsa, there's no mention at all within Rav Nachman of good asik yes or good asik no. Again, as a sidebar, if you read the way the Rush presents it, there is discussion about it. But if you read the way the Magid Mishnah presents it, it presents as though in the actual Girsas HaGemara, Rav Nachman never said anything about Sfas HaGag, yes or no. In which case, you're left wondering, well, so Rav Nachman didn't say anything about Good Asik, yes or no. Rava did, and he said no. So all we have is no. And so his answer, the answer that Rav Chaim gives, ultimately is really, essentially, what Tosa says. Which is, if you understand Rava the way we just explained, Rava never said there's no good asik by sukkah. He said there's no good asik on an amud. That's all Rava said. So that makes Tosfos sing. The Tosfos of Aval Asfas Agag. Yeah, if you have a house, that's real walls, because inside there's space. Space inside the wall, space outside the wall. So of course that lends up to good asik. That's pashut. At least, unless Rav Huna tells me otherwise, that's what I should assume. The Rambam didn't say there's no good asik. Reb Chaim thinks that the Rambam holds like the Rambam. That the Rambam never said anything about no good asik on Sukkah. He said no good asik on an Amud. Like Rav Mordechai was discussing Shabbat Tzavtzai Tesaved. So why should I assume there's no good asik on real walls? Why doesn't it? Reb Chaim says, if you take the Ramban's reading the Gemara, the Gemara never said no good asik on Sukkah. Of course it's good asik on Sukkah. Why shouldn't there be? And that again brings us back to simple reading of the Gemara Davav and Beis. Love it good love it and dof and akuma. Sure there's good asik on Sukkah. Again, the Ritva and Daf Tezayin. Sure there's good asik on Sukkah. Mashal Shal Defanz, Mimata Lamal. He only defines Magiyas Aschach. So Rabbi said it here too. Rabbi never said no good asik on Sukkah. Rabbi said the way good asik works for anything is you need real walls.
The Amud, there aren't rear walls, but the Sfas HaGag, there are, down below. So if that's acceptable, then that is, that's acceptable, Kudasim. Bostai, I'd be glad to stick around for a couple minutes for questions. I wish you all a Chag Kashmir.